This is resolution 2012-12. And this is regarding issues relating to sub-minimum wage. Whereas the establishment of a federal minimum wage during the Great Depression was intended to protect American workers against exploitation by unscrupulous employers, and whereas Section 14, C, of the Fair Labor Standards Act allows employers to apply for special certificates to pay workers with disabilities less than the guaranteed federal minimum wage, and whereas H.R. 3086, the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act of 2011, introduced on October 4th, 2011, would phase out the special sub-minimum wage certificates granted under Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act and ensure workers with disabilities are compensated according to the same rules as workers without disabilities Now, therefore, be it resolved. That the officers, directors, and members of this organization support efforts to ensure the payment of at least the federal minimum wage to all workers with disabilities, and be it further resolved that this organization calls on all members of Congress and President Obama to pass the language of H.R. 3086 and sign it into law. Now, before I give the recommendation of the committee, I want to publicly state that the committee did attempt on several occasions to contact the author of the resolution, Jeff Bishop, and we were unable to reach him by phone. I believe we tried three times to get a hold of him and were unable to do so. The committee recommends a do not pass.
All right, we have a do not pass. Now, yesterday...
And I believe Michael Byington will be the subject matter expert on this.
Yesterday I indicated when we had a do not pass recommendation we had a motion to refer. I said that in talking to Don Stevens, we did not need a motion from the floor to change that. It has, however, been our custom. So therefore, custom is important in this organization. If someone is minded to recommend a do pass on this resolution, we will entertain that. Does someone wish to move its adoption? Hearing none. We have a do not pass recommendation, and I believe then we can, I'm sorry, Paul? We can move on. That was easy. Let me, however, give you a 1 minute of background on this, lest you think that this is not an issue ACB has dealt with. The bill, first of all, by the way, was an NFB bill, but the reality is that this really doesn't affect 98%, 99% of blind persons working in NIB facilities, 100% working in NIB facilities. The 14C waiver is usually given to persons with blindness as not as their primary disability. And we did, for a number of reasons, sign on to a letter, but the bill is going nowhere this year, and it really has little impact on ACB members or blind people working in NIB facilities. And I think you need to know that. There's been a lot of misinformation put out on our listservs on this issue, and I'm here to set the record straight.